This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this federal holiday, the National Action Network's annual Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast held this morning in Washington, D.C., where some high-profile Democrats eyeing presidential bids in 2020 were speaking, among them former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who talked about a letter Dr. King wrote while he was in a Birmingham jail.
He wrote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere."
Also speaking at that breakfast, former Vice President and possible presidential candidate Joe Biden. Meanwhile, another Democrat has announced that she will run for the White House in 2020.
Let's claim our future for ourselves, for our children, and for our country.
That's U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democrat making her announcement there in a video posted on Twitter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
The initial video that went viral showing high school students from Covington Catholic High in Kentucky appearing to taunt a Native American man on the National Mall last Friday has upset many people, including the mayor of Covington, Kentucky, Joe Meyer.
It represented a behavior and an attitude that certainly does not reflect the values that we here in Covington, Kentucky have and promote.
But now a longer video leading up to that incident has been posted, and it shows a group called the Black Hebrew Israelites, a group of about four men, helping to instigate things. They were also in town for last Friday's March for Life. The group using racist language to call out those students while also insulting Catholics. The students say they weren't mocking the Native American man, but were doing Native American chants in the hopes of diffusing the situation. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The man accused of killing a Mobile, Alabama police officer yesterday is scheduled for a bond hearing shortly, as authorities say 19-year-old Marco Perez shot officer Sean Tudor while police and federal investigators were trying to arrest Perez at the Peach Place Inn. Perez wanted on federal gun charges and for faking his own kidnapping weeks ago. He's also a suspect in a robbery at a vape store and in nearly 20 car burglaries as well. He's expected to face capital murder charges for the death of the three-year veteran of the Mobile Police Force. The NFL getting some recognition from President Trump, who's been critical of the league back during the Take a Knee days, but today he tweeted a congratulations to the New England Patriots as they advance to the Super Bowl for the third straight year. Trump tweets, "Congratulations to Bob Kraft, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the entire New England Patriots team on a great game and a great season." The Pats beat the Chiefs in overtime 37-31 to become the AFC champions again. The president noting, quote, "It will be a fantastic Super Bowl." The Patriots will play the Rams in Super Bowl 53 on February 3rd in Atlanta. And you can find us anytime online. Yeah, we're at usaradio.com, a newly redesigned website, so check it out. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Well, hello, America. Back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our special guest is Jason Wilson. He joins us now. Jason is author of the book Cry Like a Man. His new book, he's been featured on Dr. Oz, The Today Show, CNN, with more than 20 years of experience working with boys and young men in inner city Detroit. His new book chronicles his own experiences as a Detroit native. Jason, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Bill? Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, blessed to have you here. Jason, you shouldn't be, by all accounts, you shouldn't have the awareness that you have and the heart that you have. Having come from an unstable home, as you write in your book, Cry Like a Man, with a largely absent father, there was no doubt that you were going to have a very unhealthy view of masculinity, which grew greater distorted, as we've been reporting on our show. You know, all the influences, media, pop culture, your peer group, neighborhood, so on. But, you know, but for some other force and reason that I want you to share with us in terms of your story, you could have been just another statistic.
Yes. Yes, if it wasn't for, you know, God reaching out in his grace, understanding my situation and the things that I longed for and his desire to be a father to the fatherless. Mm. Like you said, Bill, I definitely would have strayed off the path. You know, just seeing the trauma that my family experienced from my grandfather's lynching and beating, how it carried over throughout generations. And actually, many of our family believe that my mother and two of her brothers had dementia because they couldn't let go of that trauma. Mm. And unfortunately, in the Black community, we experience so much trauma that we've become accustomed to it, to the point where we think it's a part of our experience, when God never desired for any human to live in a traumatized state of mind. Mm. And so, like you said, it wasn't until I grew up in a hip hop culture, and you know, it personified, you know, the masculine, hyper masculine male. And you look at the new movies, you know, even from Star Wars to Indiana Jones, you can go down the line. All of them only showed one side of what it means to be a man. And it wasn't until I was faced with a possible separation of my marriage that I look in the mirror and say, "Wait a minute. I may be what they call a man, but I'm not being a human."
Mm. Wow. Wow, that's that'll stop you in your steps when you're confronted with the truth like that, right?
Yes, sir. You know, when I you know, so often we're hearing, I think there's a new Gillette commercial causing a lot of conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we often say, we coin the phrase toxic masculinity. But God showed me, he said, Jason, go look at the word and you'll find clarity. So when I looked up the word masculinity, I'm like, wait a minute. So this word literally means having qualities traditionally ascribed to men, such as strength and aggression and boldness, but not to a human. It was too limited to be an adjective to how God created us to be as men, comprehensive.
Right. Exactly.
So once we understand it, what is happening is that a man becomes toxic when he only allows himself to live under the confinement of masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
So my perfect analogy is like the pit bull terrier. You know, for years we were seeing the news how this dog was unstable and volatile. They actually wanted to ban this dog from many states in our country.
Oh, and some did. Exactly. You're right.
Exactly. And so, but now, thank God for the rescue movement, we're starting to see that this dog is allowed to live out of the attributes of being strong, an aggressor, and a protector. We see that this dog is also a great companion, a lover of children, a family dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we as men allow masculinity, allow ourselves to be defined by this one adjective, we cannot become human, and then we become toxic. And that's what's happening in this world. And so my statement, Bill, is that my desire is for all of us to be comprehensive men, men who cannot be defined by one word, but who men who can live freely from our hearts so that we can live without, well, love without limits. And so many of us as men, we can identify the love in our hearts, but we're scared to really express it because we've been conditioned to believe that our women would use it against us.
Right.
And so you'll see firemen run inside of a burning building just to save children, or you will take a bullet for your family, or you'll run, I mean, God forbid if a tornado comes, you're going to run in the tornado to get your kids,
exactly,
whoever you have to save.
Right.
But let it be a conversation where we have to really express how we feel to our wives, or drop to our knees and cry in front of our daughter because it hurts so much to see her go to college.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're afraid of. But until we embrace our humanity and stop allowing ourselves to be defined by masculinity, we can never really live fulfilled lives.
Well, the challenge that we have, and the point that you make clear here, is our worldview of what man is being defined by feminists, by the media right now. And, of course, it's all very, very hip to talk about toxic masculinity in light of all the hashtags that are flying around, the sexual abuse that has taken place. But, you know, the fact of the matter is it takes two. And this is not to look at everybody has to deal with their own stuff, as you say, Jason. You've got to set yourself aside and confess and say, okay, you know, as God led you to do a study of what masculinity meant, you know, I believe all men need to reconcile that and say, what does God say? What is the purpose of man? What are we supposed to do? And then you have to measure your life with God's standards, not the standards of MTV.
That's very good. You know, I remember watching a video of a soldier, and I think he was in Iraq, and a little girl was, she ran in the, right in the crossfire,
mm-hmm,
of, it was soldiers from ISIS and American soldiers.
Right.
And he prayed and ran and got this little girl. And what he said was just, it blew my mind. He says, it wasn't my courage that made me run and get her. It was my love that made me courageous.
Amen. Yeah.
And so as men, until we, you know, like, this is what really broke me, Bill. My mother, in 2010, I mean, she started developing dementia. And when I say it came out of nowhere, it was like from 0 to 60 in a matter of seconds.
Wow.
And so what God showed me, says, if you're going to care for your mother and you're going to be the best son for her, you will not be able to make this journey only being a masculine male.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to pull my other attributes like compassion, love, long-suffering, caring, all these other emotions that I'm gifted with. But I suppressed them because I did not want to appear to this world as being weak.
Exactly.
And so once I saw the power of those emotions and how it not only helped my mother, but other women who were around her who also had dementia and Alzheimer's, I said, wait a minute, this is a great power. And then even today, like Martin Luther King, I saw a video and the reporter was very insensitive to the struggle of African-Americans in the country. And you can see visibly that he was upset and hurt and angry at the same time, but he exercised self-control and was able to articulate a truth in such a way that it only could bring conviction. And a man can only do that when he allows himself to be comprehensive and to take a chance at moving in these emotions.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Jason Wilson after this.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it, because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app, and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Live. the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Jason Wilson, author of the book, Cry Like a Man, continues. Jason, the thing that is so scary right now and what's being thrust upon the young boys in the next generation is this whole idea of toxic masculinity, a concept that really deviates from God's intention and God's purpose for the male gender. And when you say the male gender, it's only if you talk about men in particular, but God being who God is, it's always in its total perspective. So it is for his creation, because there is balance between male and female. There is complement, and that complement means a completion, a fulfillment of one another. If one is compromised, the other is going to be compromised. This invalidation of the male figure right now is extremely dangerous, and the women of America are, if they haven't already, are going to even increasingly grow to regret it all the more, because the males that they need to have to be the fathers, to be, to be the husbands that they want, are being compromised by this culture.
That's so true, you know. And it's hard to pinpoint, Bill, exactly what happened, because when you go back in history, even I think with Sir Lancelot, he openly cried for his longing for his damsel, the woman that he was with. I can't think of her name as well. Mm-hmm. You could find the samurai were crying during war and after war. Mm-hmm. And so you could find throughout history that men were able to live comprehensive lives emotionally. But something happened in our culture where it shifted to this image that we can only be one way.
Right.
You're absolutely right. As far as the beginning, we have to remember, when God created Adam and Eve, he gave Adam a responsibility, which was tending the garden, but then he gave Eve a relationship, Adam.
Right.
And so as men, until we realize that we can't fulfill that relationship by only exercising masculine attributes.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the same time with our women, like so many women now, because of the book, it just came out today, but we have a lot of pre-orders, mm-hmm. and there's a strong buzz behind it because of what's going on. Women are asking, I want to help my husband to be more, trust me more with his emotions. What do I need to do? Mm-hmm. And like you're saying, the first thing, well, my wife always says, she says, you must listen with compassion and not respond with condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to understand as men, we have to get used to even expressing ourselves as humans. And you're right. If we don't have a safe space, there is no release for a man. Like Dr. William Frey says that tears due to emotional stress not only have 98% water, Bill, but they also release stress hormones.
Right.
So when we tell a man that he can't cry, we've told him to cut off half his humanity, and then we wonder why men commit 90% of the homicides in the United States and representing 77% of homicide victims, and why we are 3.5 times more likely than women to die by suicide.
Mm.
We don't have an opportunity to release these emotions. And what happens is when we bottle them up, they come out in unhealthy ways like pornography, rage, spousal abuse, alcohol abuse. You can name go down the list. And so it's so imperative during this time, especially what's going on. We cannot attack each other.
No.
And at the same time, our women, Bill, are hurting as well, because so often, how often do we hear the story, you know, when my wife was there when I was out in drinking and I wasn't faithful. That story has gotten old to our women. So on both sides, like you were saying in the break, you know, we have to stop allowing our emotions to cause division, but to allow our emotions to see each other's heart and true intent for our desire to get along.
Well, as you found out, Jason, I don't know how people do this without God.
Yeah,
you know,
impossible.
To try to do it within yourself. I mean, we destruct and create so much damage within our own humanity that mm-hmm. it is God that needs to be brought to the center of this, because you don't have we don't have the capacity. I mean, to say to a woman, you know, I need you to listen to your husband. And hear his cry, hear his pain, Well, that's easy to say, but when you are in a counseling session or it's just the two of you at home, you know, the pain is so deep and so profound that even both parties don't quite understand it. But our Father in heaven who created us understands it. So if we don't come to the cross, if we don't come, you know, to the throne room of grace that says that we can come to in our time of need because of what Jesus did for us, we, you know, we're out there, you know, flailing on our own, you know, and we're missing out on this powerful component. And then we wonder, we go, well, where's God? Well, didn't go to God, so what do you expect, right?
You know what, Bill, you hit it right on the head. As I said in my book, my wife, we had reached a place where we said, look, it's time to get separated. When I said there was no infidelity, no gambling issues, just a lot of negative talk over each other.
Right.
And as we were, I said, you know, okay, cool, let's just separate and then, you know, and let's just break this off. And I went in my kitchen, Bill, and the Holy Spirit told me to pray. And immediately, God said to me, you built this marriage, you and your wife built this marriage on the sand of your individual desires and not my rock, which was Jesus.
Mm.
He says, if you want your marriage, I need you to allow me to tear down what you've built to rebuild it for my glory. And it was a very difficult process, but you're right. If both husband and wife aren't in tune with the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Holy Spirit, that look, we can't do this alone. Marriage is not a spiritual contract to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's a covenant with the Almighty God.
Right.
And until we understand that the purpose of marriage, when you read Malachi, was to produce godly seed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. That's what he wants. And so the only way we can produce godly seed is if God is the head of our home. So to make it a long story short, I didn't want to go to counseling because men get beat up in many counseling sessions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I was able to find Dr. Tim Bro. He is a great Christian counselor, him and his wife. And they led us through like 5-hour sessions where we learned how to communicate from our compassion for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned from my wife and our own time through prayer, I learned to see her heart, see her intent, and she learned the same with me. But Bill, until we learn how to live from the love, like I have to force myself at times because of where I was raised to hold my wife's hand in public.
Right.
Because the way I grew up in Detroit, if you were walking down the street with your girl holding your girl's hand, you could get beat up by a lot of guys.
Right.
And so all of these things were just indoctrinated into my mindset and many men's mindset. And so until we're able to break free and truly understand what God's intent for men, and he modeled it through his son Christ. And this blew my mind, Bill. When Lazarus died, Jesus' friend, it's the strongest verse is one of the shortest, which actually is the shortest, is Jesus wept.
Jesus wept, yeah.
If you were to die, if I was in front of you and you died and I wouldn't cry, Bill, and I had the power to raise you, I would not cry. I would touch you and say, come forth, wake up, Bill.
Yeah.
That was scary for a moment. But it is written that Jesus cried bitterly because of Lazarus dying. What he was showing was his human side. It was so overwhelming that he had to release the tears. And so that's so important for us as men to recognize.
Well, the title of his new book, Cry Like a Man, that has just been released, Jason Wilson has been our guest. Where can they go for more information and to get their hands on a copy of your book and to be liberated and understand that, you know, that saying that we were raised with as kids, that big boys don't cry, is another one of those big lies that society has thrust upon men. And, you know, and we've been the effect of that. But God has a higher calling for us. So where can they go to get their hands on your book, Jason?
Yes, to get your hands on Cry Like a Man, just go to crylikeaman.com. And right there, we have all the list of the stores who sell the book right now. You can click on whichever way you want to go to purchase it. And also it has other access to where I am on social media.
We got
to
leave it there.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this federal holiday, the National Action Network's annual Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast held this morning in Washington, D.C., where some high-profile Democrats eyeing presidential bids in 2020 were speaking. Among them, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who talked about a letter Dr. King wrote while he was in a Birmingham jail.
He wrote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere."
Also speaking at that breakfast, former Vice President and possible presidential candidate Joe Biden. Meanwhile, another Democrat has announced that she will run for the White House in 2020.
Let's claim our future for ourselves, for our children, and for our country.
That's U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democrat, making her announcement there in a video posted on Twitter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Rabbi Jonathan Bernis is going to be joining us now, president and CEO of the Jewish Voice Ministries International, a Jewish believer in Jesus who has been a leader in Messianic Jewish ministry for more than 30 years. And as I say, who currently serves as the president and CEO of Jewish Voice Ministries International. And we're going to be talking about his new book, A Lasting Peace, A Historical, Biblical, and Prophetic Lens on the Crisis in the Middle East. Rabbi Bernis, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Bill, good to be with you. Thanks for having me back. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. Always a joy, Rabbi, let me tell you. Your book, A Lasting Peace, it's timed not by accident. I mean, this is something that's purposeful, that really needed to be written to, you know, we see a lot happening, you know, in the Middle East, a lot of shuffling going on. And I know people of faith and those that study the Word of God are looking at this and going, okay, where is the prophetic in all this? How is this playing out according to God's plan?
Well, first of all, it's important to mention that Israel is center stage for the last day scenario. It's not America. It's not Europe. Mm-hmm. I'm asked quite often, where is American Bible prophecy? And my answer is, I'm not I don't know. I'm not really sure if it's even in Bible prophecy. Certainly, America is part of the nations, and all the nations were told in the last days, consider Israel to be an immovable stone of stumbling. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's a lot of animosity and negativity and resistance towards Israel. Thankfully, we have a reprieve from that here in America. But Israel is ground zero, center stage, and so if we want to understand the last days, we have to understand what's going to take place in Israel, right, and why Israel is so important. What is God's plan for the land and the people of Israel? We're also told to pray for the shalom of Israel, for the shalom of Jerusalem, and that word doesn't just mean peace. It means God's plan of completion for Israel. So it's really important that believers understand what God's word says about Israel, both the land and the people.
And the thing, you know, I draw a pause here for just a moment, because as you define, you know, God's intent for peace, not only for Israel, but for all, you know, that believe in God, that choose God. You know, when we pray peace, we think everybody has a different idea of what peace means. But God has a clear purpose and power about his peace, does he not?
Absolutely. God, not only is God a God of peace, one of the names for Jesus is Sar Shalom, which means the Prince of Peace. And Bill, the assertion that I make in the book is that there is going to be lasting peace in the Middle East, but we'll come to a place of peace, not through an accord, not through any signing of documents, any plan of man. It's a person. God's peace plan is a person, Jesus the Messiah.
And meanwhile, until we get there, we see, according to God's word and warnings, is that, you know, there's going to be a lot of trouble here in River City. It's not, you know, as you say, you know, Donald Trump isn't going to come in and all of a sudden, you know, some, you know, trade for land for peace is going to happen. I mean, this is, you know, this has been ancient hatred. This has gone on for thousands of years and will continue until the return of Christ.
That's right. And it's prophesied. It goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 16, when Hagar, the handmaiden of Abraham and Sarah, has a child named Hagar. This is Sarah and Abraham's attempt to fulfill the promise, the seed promise of becoming a great nation. And we're told that Hagar gives birth to Ishmael, and the prophecy over him is that he would be a wild man that raises his hands against his brothers and against all people. And we have that in the Arab nations. This is a family feud that's been going on for thousands of years, as you said, and it begins with Ishmael and Isaac, and God's word is very clear that the promise of the land is through Isaac. And I say this on almost every interview that I have time for, Bill, that God doesn't love Arab more or Jew more than he loves Arab or Israeli more than Palestinian. But in his sovereignty, he has decreed the promise of the land and the promise of redemption and blessing to the world through Isaac, Abraham, right, through Isaac and Jacob. That's his decree.
Right. And otherwise, he'd be a liar. Right. And we know that God doesn't lie. I mean, and this is the thing. And I think this is the problem we've had going back to the garden. Did God really say, is God really the boss of me? Am I going to surrender to God's sovereignty? Am I going to surrender to the fact that this is God's popcorn stand, not mine?
That's right. That's right. And if you pick and choose what scriptures you want to believe and which ones you don't, it's origami. It's not a cut and paste Bible. You either believe it or you don't. And God's word is very clear, and it's repeated over and over and over again. I will give this land as an everlasting possession to the children of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob. That's God's sovereignty. He can do what he wants, when he wants. He doesn't have to ask anyone else permission. and we either choose to believe his word in its entirety or not. Mm-hmm. And I've chosen to believe, and that's why I am such a big supporter of Israel.
Amen. I'm right with you in that. You know, speaking of man-made compromises to God's foreign policy and his ideal for Israel, there have been well-documented books by two dear friends, Dr. John McTiernan and Bill Koenig, who have cited explicitly when the United States interferes with God's intent for his holy land that he has chosen for Israel, the United States is met with a natural disaster. You can call it coincidence, call it what you want, but almost $1 trillion in natural disasters have occurred right on the heels of America interfering with God's eternal plan for Israel. You would think the United States would learn their lesson by now.
You'd think so, but one of the things I point out in my book over and over again, and by the way, the evidence is that Bill has amassed is just indisputable.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that people would get it, but the roots of this conflict are not political. Mm-hmm. They're spiritual.
Exactly.
And when it's spiritual, there's blindness and there's irrational behavior. And that's really the premise of the book, that this is a spiritual conflict. To understand it, we have to look through spiritual eyes. We have to look through the lens of Scripture, or we're going to be subject to all of the propaganda, and we're going to be influenced by the propaganda. And there's so much of it.
Well, Rabbi, so much of what we're dealing with today in 21st century America, just here in the United States, is a result of spiritual blindness. And this is why we continue to go in circles. We're like the children of Israel out in the desert in Kadesh Barnea, just going around the palm trees until we figure this out. Until somebody says, oh, it's a spiritual problem. You know, Nancy Pelosi doesn't have the answer for us. No kidding. You know, in our own stubbornness, again, as you cited earlier, and rightfully so, is that we think that we're large and in charge, and we've turned our back on God, who gave us all the creativity, all the ideas to our founding fathers to come up with this great American experiment. They surrendered to God. They said, God bless America, one nation under God. And now we turn our back on God. And as Ronald Reagan said, a nation that is not under God will soon find itself gone under. More from Rabbi Jonathan Bernis after this. Stay with us.
Ask yourself, where do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $249 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $529 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $529 a month. Sign up at any time of the year, pick your own doctor and hospital, ask any questions in our live chat box. It takes 2 minutes to find out how to save. Go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, the very breath that we breathe, huh? And every move that we make. Thank you, Lord. Just about 15 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jonathan Bernis continues. The rabbi is president and CEO of Jewish Voice Ministries International. He's been a leader in Messianic Jewish ministry for more than three decades. And we're talking about his brand new book, A Lasting Peace. Jonathan, so much to love about God, but you know, to me, for people that wonder and you know have their doubts about God, you tell me what other God tells you what's going to happen. You know, the Bible says that He knows the beginning from the end from the beginning. He knows where this all ends up. He has given us the gift of prophecy so that we would not be caught off guard, that we know how this all ends. And when you consider that roughly about 66%, they say, of prophecy has been fulfilled, 100% without exception, about a third more yet to be fulfilled, I often ask, I go, what are the chances if he's batting, you know, well, we'd say in the batting world 1,000, but if he's 100% on that, what's the likelihood that he's going to be 100% right on the remaining third?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
The Bible lays out through Israel, actually, the whole history of a people, and as a backbone for God's plan of redemption for the world, and it's happened in detail. God declared that if Israel disobeyed His commandments, they would be scattered to the uttermost parts of the world. It happened. Bill, I've been to dozens of nations. I've been to China and met Jewish people. Oh. We're working now as a ministry in Zimbabwe, in Ethiopia, on the Somalia border. I just got a very detailed report of Jews in Afghanistan. God said He would scatter us. He did. He also said He would bring us back in the latter days and restore us to their land. It happened in detail. Yeah. Jesus said Jerusalem would be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That happened in 1967, and we are seeing Bible prophecy unfolding today before our very eyes, written thousands of years ago. God's word is true, and we need to get in line with what His word says, because it is going to happen, every jot and tittle.
Exactly. And again, tell me, what other God has predicted this? Has laid out the future? I don't know. I mean, again, this just further validates, you know, my conviction and my faith in the God of the universe.
Absolutely. And Bill, for me as a Jewish believer, I was impacted greatly through the testimony of a girlfriend in a Bible study I went to 39 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I began to read the New Testament. I had never read the New Testament. And, of course, it was in the New Testament that I discovered, I didn't know that Jesus was Jewish, all of the apostles were Jews, that he was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But, Bill, what impacted me even more was going back to my own scriptures and reading messianic prophecies written hundreds of years before Jesus was ever born that clearly prophesied when he would be born, where he would be born, why, what he would accomplish, that he would come back at a set time. All of those prophecies connected with his first coming were all fulfilled in detail. And when I read those, it completely transformed my life because that's predictive prophecy, fulfilled in detail.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the same thing for the future.
Right, exactly. I mean, even down to the point, I was blown away when I read about the exact breakdown when Jesus came into Jerusalem on the donkey, right? And even that time, that specific time, and I mean, the odds of any other figure, you know, meeting any of those prophecies is exponential. It's beyond comprehension. But by faith only can you begin to have eyes to see and understand an almighty sovereign God whose ultimate plan and purpose for his creation is being played out faithfully.
Absolutely. And you have to have eyes to see. Jesus told us that. He said, let those that have eyes see, because others are going to be blinded. This is a spiritual issue. And we need to look through spiritual eyes, and we need to respond spiritually and be about the Father's business because we've been given the tools we need to fight this thing spiritually.
Mm-hmm. In light of that, that this is a spiritual battle, again, your book, A Lasting Peace, is an encouragement, you know, for those of us not to freak out over what's happening on the world stage, what other human beings are trying to do in, you know, settling, you know, Israel and Jerusalem, Jerusalem especially, Jonathan, where of all places God could place his name, why would he place it in Jerusalem?
Yeah, why Jerusalem is part of God's sovereignty, but why throughout history? Mm-hmm. Because this is the place where Abram brought Isaac in obedience to God to sacrifice him on Mount Moriah, not just Jerusalem, right, which is the epicenter of Bible prophecy, but the Temple Mount itself, which is the most disputed piece of territory in the world today. And there's no natural reason that this is not a military strategic location. This is not a place that has great natural resources. God chose Jerusalem, chose Mount Moriah. This is then later the place where, of course, we have the Temple Mount, the temple, the sacrificial system, and then ultimately Jesus gives his life for, sacrificed at Calvary, which is part of Mount Moriah,
right,
and that's where he's returning to, and the enemy will stop at nothing to keep that from happening. He does not want God's plan to be fulfilled, and it's a critical point for him now. And someone said this to me. They said, when it comes to Israel, Satan doesn't delegate.
Yes.
It's kind of a funny line, but it's true, because this is so imperative for him.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, here it is. I mean, God has marked the spot. And so where are the forces of evil going to concentrate but right there?
Absolutely. Very focused, and you can feel the conflict when you're in Jerusalem. You can feel the presence of God, but you can also feel the conflict. And I'm a citizen of Israel. I've been there probably over 40 times.
Right.
And spent a lot of time there. You can feel the conflict raging in the heavenlies.
Mm-hmm.
This is the place where Jesus is returning to. And many Christians don't believe that. They believe that Israel has no biblical value. They spiritualize these truths, say that Jesus is returning to a spiritual Jerusalem. And why all the conflict? The reason there's so much conflict is because Jesus is returning in physical form to Jerusalem, to the Mount of Olives. He will establish his kingdom on the Temple Mount. And that's God's true peace plan, and the enemy will stop at nothing to keep that from happening. And he knows often more than Christians know, sadly.
Right. And until then, we have all this contention going on. It was a couple of years ago. I was blessed to be in Jerusalem, be there at the wall. And you're exactly right. You sense, you know, this foreboding, you know, tension that that is there. It's preeminent. But also, you were blessed to be there, especially as I was at the beginning of Shabbat. And as, you know, fellow believers, I say fellow believers, there were Jews coming in and dancing in the Sabbath. It was just, you know, such a blessing, Jonathan. I got to tell you, it was one of the highlights for me just to be there in the presence of, you know, people honoring the Sabbath, what God had given us. And
it's a remarkable experience, Bill, and it's a remarkable place. You can feel the handprint of God on that city, on the people. It's amazing.
Yeah, it truly is. Your book, A Lasting Peace, A Historical, Biblical, Prophetic Lens on the Crisis in the Middle East. What is the main takeaway that you want readers to get from your book?
My takeaway is that the men of Issachar was wise because they understood the times, and we as believers need to understand the times we live in. God says, I don't want my plan to be a mystery to you concerning Israel. He wants us to be co-workers with him. We have the power to pull down strongholds through prayer. We have the only truth. The only answer for the dilemma of the world, and that's Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah. So we need to be proclaiming the word. When Arab and Jew, Israeli and Palestinian, receive Jesus as their Savior, their lives are changed. And that I've seen peace between Jew and Arab through Messiah. And we have that truth to proclaim, and we need to be about the Father's business.
Exactly, and I'm glad you brought that into perspective, because some people will say, well, what am I supposed to do? And I got to tell you, what the Holy Spirit has placed on me on a daily basis is praying that I would be in alignment with God's purpose for that day, for this time. And this is ultimately what we want to do, is be in alignment with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for, you know, his ultimate kingdom to be manifest here. And so, you know, we don't want to find ourselves in a position where we're going against God, right?
Absolutely. That's why I wrote the book, Alignment. We need to line up with God's word. And I wanted to help Christians to understand in a very simple form, but being as thorough as I could, who the players are, how to pray, what our responsibility is, to be wise, because we are in the last days, and every person that's listening is called to be part of God's eternal peace plan.
And when you, for a moment, if you can even begin to embrace God's peace in its totality and fulfillment, it is truly, as Jesus said, beyond anything we could think or imagine, is it not?
Incredible experience, and he's inviting everyone, Jew and Arab alike, to come into this peace plan.
Well, your book available at all the usual places, A Lasting Peace?
Yes, Amazon, Charisma website, Jewish Voice website. It's out there.
And we'll link it on our website.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.